A raft of changes announced overnight from the Premier and the government. Let's see, mask mandates dropped from Friday. Other changes include removing capacity limits at all venues, G2G pass system dropped, proof of vaccination requirements gone for venues. Vaccination mandates for some workplaces do remain. The Premier joins us now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're all right, Premier. How are you? I'm actually in the last day of my own personal ISO, and I know that you've had COVID, and of course your kids were very sick at one point. Everyone doing okay your end?
Yeah, no, everyone's good now. Yeah, everyone's good. I'm pretty good. So my isolation finishes tomorrow.
I can. It sounds like there's still a little bit of a croak in your voice, mate. Is that? I'm hearing that a bit actually. People who cop a bit of COVID still have some lasting effects for a bit.
Yeah, there might be. A little bit, you know, but I'm feeling pretty good now. A bit rough for a few days, but feeling pretty good now. My boy's feeling much better as well.
Oh, great stuff. Now, Premier, we know that you and your government have received a lot of heat and a lot of vitriol from various members of the community, waiting, demanding, pleading for some of these things to happen, which as of Friday will be happening, some of these lifting of restrictions. You've called this the sort of soft landing from COVID that we were hoping for. So is this essentially what you were planning for and you're quite pleased with where we're at?
That'd be a correct assessment. We've done really well. And whilst we're not out of it yet and we still have cases every day and people in intensive care, the numbers are much lower than we expected and the numbers in hospital much lower than we expected. So we're pretty confident we can take these measures as of Friday. Bear in mind, there's still some restrictions in place. You know, you've got to wear a mask in some environments and when you visit a hospital, you've got to do certain things and a few of those sorts of things. But apart from that, so it's basically very few restrictions. The only thing I'd say to people is just use common sense. You know, if you're sick, don't go to work. Or don't go out. If you're positive, stay home. If you want to wear a mask when you're out, feel free to wear a mask. There's no rule that says you can't wear a mask. And in fact, I reckon a lot of people will.
Premier, it says here, you know, the vaccination mandates for some workplaces will remain. Can you just describe to us which workplaces those are?
Well, in hospitals and aged care and those two, and disability care, in prison environment, when you catch public transport, when you catch an Uber or a taxi, or when you're at an airport or an aircraft.
Okay. Now, Premier, I'd like to sort of move off COVID momentarily and talk about, obviously, the federal election, which is another big thing that's happening in our lives at the moment. And I know that both sides are really promoting our Northwest as an engine room for the economy, as it has been for many decades, and long may it continue. But are we looking after our environment, or are we pretty much just going to open ourselves to anything that any project that anyone suggests?
No, we have very strong environmental protections and very strong environmental laws. And obviously both sides are sort of, you know, talking out Western Australia today. Mm. And the truth is Western Australia has been the engine room of the national economy. And certainly during COVID, when we kept it out, all their economies went into freefall. We managed to provide a lot of the income that they relied upon. Remember those big bailout packages for New South Wales and Victoria? You know, someone has to pay for those. Yeah. So Western Australia continuing to be operational with virtually no disruption. In fact, there was no disruption to any of our industries. Helped keep the national economy afloat.
Premier, and just before we let you go, WA, it seems to be the centre of the universe when it comes to this election. First time that I can ever remember this being the case. I mean, I'm sure we've never seen federal government enter the state as often as we have the past couple of weeks, and surely over the next few weeks as we come closer and closer to the election. Are you taking the opportunity to, I mean, for want of a better term, squeeze the federal government for better things here for WA?
Well, I've done a lot of that over the last 5 years, to get as much as we can out of them. But I think what is very noteworthy is shortly the federal opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, and his team will be launching their campaign from Perth. And that's the first time in Australian history that a major political party has actually launched their campaign from Perth. So, look, looking forward to some important announcements out of that, and shows that Western Australia is actually being noticed, certainly by Anthony. He's taking a great deal of notice and launching his campaign here.
Woohoo! We finally matter.
Well, normally I do it in Sydney, you know. It's always Sydney.
Exactly.
And here they are. They're doing it to us. So
unreal. Premier, we'll leave you to it. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Very excited to see these mandates and such lifted, but obviously off the back of some great work by WA. So good stuff.
Yeah, West Australia's done a great job, I'd like to say that, and been followed the rules and just accepted all the advice. It's just been terrific. And so now we can reap the rewards.
Premier Mark McGowan, thank you for your time this morning. We'll catch up again soon. 16 minutes after 7, we'll check you running to work.